The scope of logistics. Let's start with a simple version of the scope of logistics. Some logistics authorities have instead listed the inbound component of logistics as materials management. While materials management is not as broad in scope as physical supply, materials management can be used as a blanket term for inbound logistics because historically the buyer took responsibility for shipments from suppliers only at the door of its warehouse or manufacturing facility. Suppliers handled their own distribution as they still often do. However, there may be opportunities for buyers to reduce their cost of goods sold, COGS, by controlling the distribution from the supplier to the warehouse or manufacturing facility. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Physical supply, the movement and storage of goods from suppliers to manufacturing. The cost of physical supply is ultimately passed on to the customer. Materials management, the grouping of management functions supporting the complete cycle of material flow, from the purchase and internal control of production materials to the planning and control of work in process to the warehousing, shipping, and distribution of the finished product. Distribution, 1. The activities associated with the movement of material, usually finished goods or service parts, from the manufacturer to the customer. These activities encompass the functions of transportation, warehousing, inventory control, materials handling, order administration, site and location analysis, industrial packaging, data processing, and the communications network necessary for effective management. It includes all activities related to physical distribution, as well as the return of goods to the manufacturer. In many cases, this movement is made through one or more levels of field warehouses. 2. The systematic division of a whole into discrete parts having distinctive characteristics. These definitions acknowledge that the scope of logistics combines two previously separate disciplines. 1. Inbound physical supply and materials management activities, and 2. Outbound distribution activities. Recall that inbound and outbound logistics activities were considered to be separate disciplines until the 1980s. Inbound logistics integrated the following disciplines that until then were fragmented individual business functions: demand management and forecasting, purchasing, production planning, manufacturing inventory, raw materials and subassembly warehousing, materials handling, industrial packaging, transportation. Similarly, outbound logistics activities integrated the following functions: finished goods and distribution center warehousing, finished goods inventory, materials handling, industrial packaging, distribution requirements planning, order processing, transportation. Customer management, parts, and after-sales service support. Starting in the 1990s, these lists were combined to form the single integrated concept of logistics. Supply chain management starts with this core and expands the purview of integration even further, primarily outside the walls of one organization, but it also focuses more on product design and production planning than our scope of logistics addresses. A few key elements, for example, demand management and forecasting, purchasing and production planning, might be considered to be within the scope of logistics at some organizations and to be inputs to logistics at others. Note that customer management or customer service management has an important role in logistics, but also crosses over into other areas like marketing and sales and could be part of a different department. Another aspect of customer service is that customers might be internal parties that need to be satisfied, B2B customers or end customers. We will use the term consumer in this text when specifically referring to the B2C end customer. There are some other topics covered in this course that do not fit in this scope breakdown. Other elements that might not be considered core functions of logistics, but that are necessary parts of strategy development include logistics network design, reverse logistics, including salvage, scrap, and product disposition decisions, and sustainability considerations. It also should be noted that organizations and what is considered to be the state of the art of supply chain management continue to evolve, and this means what constitutes logistics will also continue to be in flux.